everyone has their voice. They can voice their own opinion. You know, the only thing I can do is just go out there and perform. You know, I can't worry about that. I know that I play the game with a lot of passion. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to compete at the highest level, no matter my size or my height. I know what I can do as a football player. Oh, yes, that's pretty much what we did at Clemson. Ran inside, did a lot of zone blocking inside. We did a lot of power downhill running. And I think, by me doing that, hopefully I showed, a lot of people that I can also be an inside runner as well as a good outside runner. I don't know. I'm just going to go out tomorrow and execute what I've been practicing while I was training and wait for the results. No, I won't be disappointed at all. You know, I'm just going to go out there and just having fun, and just going to go out there and compete. And I'm just going to go out there and try to execute. Well, I'm going to execute what I've been practicing. And if I do that, everything else will take care of itself. I haven't set a goal. I'm not worried about the time. I'm just going to go out and execute. That's my main thing is execute, use the technique that I've been using for 5 weeks, and everything else will take care of itself. I just wanted to run. People haven't really seen me run in shorts and a girdle. They mostly see me on the football field. So I just wanted to go out and just run. And also, I just wanted to just have fun with it.
Do you have an idea how fast you're going to run?
No, I don't have an idea. Hopefully it's fast. Hopefully it's fast. But, my main thing is, not to worry about a time or put a certain time or try to add any pressure, put any more pressure on me. I'm just going to go out there and execute. And hopefully the results will be good for me and my sprint coach that I work with.
You're doing everything tomorrow?
No, so I'll just be doing the two. I did the 225 today, and I'll just be doing the 40 tomorrow. And that's it. And I'll do everything at my pro day. My pro day is March 11th in Clemson.
CJ, how much of a throw was it to get a standing
over? Wasn't expecting that at all. That's why people say you never know who's watching. You have to always, know how to carry yourself both on and off the field. And to get that, something that, I'd never been a part of was, a humbling experience, an exciting time. And hopefully my younger teammates was able to see that so they can, see what it takes, to grab those guys' attention because those are the guys that really run the university.
With the football workload you had, how did you get out training?
How did I start out training early?
Hard
work, doing a lot of late night studies, just going to the classroom, doing everything that teacher asked me to do. Took a whole lot of classes my freshman year, didn't hardly go home that much. So it just took a lot of hard work and it paid off for me in the end.
What pride you taking before?
Oh, I take a whole lot. That was my main goal for going back, was to graduate. I wanted to be an example to younger guys, to my younger sister as well, so she'll understand what, you got to look at everything. Education can take you a long way, and that's kind of what I want to be. I want to be an example to younger kids.
CJ, sometimes it's hard to quantify what makes a guy good as a return man. Why do you think you've been so good as a return guy on saying kickoffs?
I've just been blessed by the man upstairs. You got to be a man to get back down on punt returns. You got to have faith in your teammates, and you got to have faith that they're going to hold up. Kickoff return is just all about just reading the blocks and then just exploding through the hole. And hopefully you can get your offense good field position. Hopefully it'll turn into a big play because, I take a whole lot of pride in playing on those special teams, especially kickoff return, punt return.
Most of the return guys in the league, they do it for a year or two, and then they get away from it because they want to be a full-time player. Is that something that you want to do for your entire career?
That's something that I love to do. Special teams can win or lose a game for you, and that's something that I enjoy doing it. I'm pretty good. I think I'm pretty good at doing it. Hopefully I can help an organization by just doing that. So, teams just can't key on me as just being a slot guy, just run the ball from the backfield. Hopefully I can just go in and help that team out in any way. I think I can. I went back and I proved that, hopefully that I can carry the ball 20 to 22 times a game and still last. I think I get stronger as the game goes on, get a better feel as the game gets on. But that's not my decision to make. That's going to be up to the coaches, what they think and, how they use me.
Do
I went, I was 196 today, well, yesterday, and 5'11 and a half. Did 18 reps today.
What was that ACC championship game like? It seemed like you were out of gas time and time again, but every time you got the ball, you just made something.
It was fun. That's why you play the game, to play championship games. And that's what I just went out there and just had fun. You know, it was something that we hadn't been to that game in like 17, 18 years. And to get there and experience the experience that we did, it was just awesome. I was just trying to put my team in position to win. And I was just also just having fun. I mean, it was a game that was going back and forth. I mean, it was just one of those games that, you know, the last team that, you know, executed well was going to most likely win.
How about the return against Maryland, your teammates?
Oh, yeah, that was a great return. I wasn't really looking for them to kick me the ball deep. We went into the game playing with them not really kicking it, what they were showing on film. And, you know, we had got inside, that's what they were going to do. And once they did, I just read my blocks. And I end up, you know, lucky for me, I end up running to one of my teammates, Casey Nobles. I kind of bounced off him. And, you know, it was one thing that one of my coaches told me when he first got there, just keep your feet moving. And I did. And my shoe came off. But, you know, I wasn't going to let that stop me from running. And my teammates did a great job of holding guys up. And, you know, I trusted them. And that's all I tell them, guys. If you just hold your guys up, you know, this can be a big return. This can give our offense good field position. And that's what I wanted to do.
How far did you run on that one shoot?
When I pushed the guy down, that's when he slid down my leg, he kind of pulled my shoe off as well. And, you know, I didn't let that just stop me from running.
Where are you going to watch
the draft? I'll be home, hopefully. Haven't made up my mind, but hopefully I'll be home with my parents, with my mom, with my daughter, you know, just waiting till my name's called. Everybody's going to compare me to whoever, you know. Like I tell people all the time, every running back is different. You know, I can't go to an organization and try to be Reggie Bush. You know, it's just not going to happen. The only thing I can do is just try to go be C.J. Spiller, be who I am. You know, so, you know, it's great to be in that company. You know, Reggie Bush did a phenomenal job while he's been in the NFL. And to even be mentioned in that company is just a humbling experience for me. I take great pride in catching. You know, that's something that I grew up enjoying doing. Baseball kind of got my catching really good. And, you know, that's something that, you know, that helps a running back. The more that a running back can have to his game, I think the more dangerous he can become, you know, for defenses. And, you know, I really enjoyed doing it. And also just another opportunity of helping the offense.
Is that why you threw that touchdown pass?
Oh, yeah, I think I looked pretty good throwing it. It doesn't bother me at all. You know, I don't get caught up in, you know, what people say. Everyone's going to voice their own opinion. The only thing I do is just go out there and try to help my team win and just enjoy competing at the highest level. You know, I don't sit home and worry about what people write on there about my durability, the way my style is. I just try to go out there and, you know, have fun.
CJ,
one
of the tougher adjustments for running backs going from college to pros is blitz pickup and blocking. How much of that did you have to do at Clemson?
Yes, it comes down to the will that you want to do it. I mean, you can have great technique and all, but the ultimate goal is God has to do it. And I did a great job. You know, coaches put me in position, a great job the past 2 years of pass protection. You know, it's all about recognizing the blitz. If you know where the blitz is coming from, you'll have an advantage, and you just use your technique. I mean, sometimes the guy's going to get you, and sometimes you're going to get him. But if you know where it's coming from, that'll help you out the whole way. They voted who they thought was the best. You know, I let everybody else in Clemson be disappointed, but to me, they voted who they thought was the best. I didn't let that distract me. I still had a bowl game to play, so I was really worried about trying to get us a bowl win.